But that's God's way of doing things. I bet you and me would never even thought about doing something like that, Keith. But God, His ways are not mine and your ways, are they? I mean, but who is behind this whole thing? What God raised Samson up for? To judge the Philistines. Is that what He's doing? Yes, He's judging them. I'm telling you. It says, who did this? The Philistines demanded. I mean, all of a sudden, all their grain. And you know, back in those days, you know how they harvested the wheat? They went out with a knife and they cut them. They get a bundle and they'd cut them by hand and then they'd tie them. We did that when I was a kid even. We still did that when I was a young child. I used to shock grain out in the field, you know, and they would put those bundles together and tie them with a string and then set them up there to dry. And, you know, and then we'd come by and bring a, later we had a combine, but, you know, the combine come, you had to throw the stuff in there and it'd shake it and shake the seed out. We didn't have combines that were self-propelled or none of that kind of stuff. It's amazing. They didn't even have that. These Philistines demanded. Samson was the reply because his father-in-law Timnah gave Samson's wife to be married to his best man. So the Philistines went and got the woman and her father and burned them to death. And why did she do this for in the first place, to keep her and her father from being burned to death? Yeah. Did it cost her life anyway? You know, I just thought to myself, you know, if we were to do things my way, your way probably, they're married, and when somebody comes and says, go over there and find out how, you know, to do this, so this riddle, so we can don't have to pay this off, she should have just looked at those boys and said, y'all made the wager, you know. Not me. It ain't my problem. So I'm not about to go and ask my husband, you know, about this riddle. In fact, I'm going to go to him and say, honey, you know, the boys, the Philistine boys, they come and demanded I tell them the answer to the riddle. They said if I don't give them the answer, they're going to kill me and my dad. Now, what do you think Samson would have done to him? Ooh, he would have been an upset boy, wouldn't he? He would have went over and killed him. And could she still have been alive? Sure. Sure. But she did it the wrong way. Husbands and wives, last time I looked, they're supposed to work together as a team. You agree with that, young lady? They ain't supposed to be against each other, are they? So if you're against him, that means you don't love him. But what is she saying? Samson, you don't love me. You don't love me. But see, you know, a man that's got a good woman or a woman that's got a good husband, you know, I probably think that we don't very often tell our mates how much we appreciate them. How we love them. But you know we should. You know that? It's just like there was a couple sitting down there in North South Carolina, and one of the people told me about how many people in the church they're having trouble, wives and husbands. And I thought, well, I'll teach on submission and love one night. So I got the scriptures out, put them on the board for me, and it's saying, wives, you must submit to your husbands in all things. And we're going down through the even. Like 1 Peter 3 says, even the wife being obedient to her husband like Sarah was to Abraham, even as she obeyed Abraham, she called her husband Lord. I looked up at this couple sitting right here just about before Keith and his wife sitting. I said, young lady, you ever called your husband Lord? She says, no, but it's fixing to happen right now. And she looked right over at him, gave him a little kiss and said, my Lord. I thought, wow, praise the Lord. Now then, I said, why did you do that? Well, she said, if you hadn't had that on the board, I'd have thought you're crazy. But said, since it's on the board and it's God's word, she said, I'm going to obey my king. Now see, isn't that something? If God tells the women to obey their husbands, even calling their husbands Lord, if they really know it's really written in God's word, then most women won't have a problem obeying God. Because as she obeys, there's no rebellion in her heart. And so there's no witchcraft in her home. And see, but people don't understand that principle either. They just don't know that what it says. But it says, the Philistines went and got them, and the woman and her father, and burned them to death. So they both lost their life. Now then, Samson was a little upset when he went over there when he found out his wife was sleeping with another man. Now I wonder what kind of problem's going to be with him when he finds out his wife's just been burned to death. Let's see what happens. Let's see in the next verse. Because you did this, Samson vowed, You reckon he's happy about this? I don't think so. Because you did this, Samson vowed, I will take my revenge on you, and I won't stop until I'm satisfied. So he attacked the Philistines with great fury and killed many of them. Then he went to live in a cave in the rock of Edom. So it doesn't tell you how many he killed. But he went down there, and he began to just kill them. Just anybody. He didn't care who they were. I mean, can't you just see the Philistines come out and he just walks down the street and he walks up to some guy and just either takes out a sword or his fist and just says, you're a Philistine, so it's over for you, Buster. And you didn't do nothing wrong, Keith. But you lost your life because you were a Philistine. Now, probably being a Philistine, he had tormented the Israelites before because you were a Philistine. See, so probably you're very guilty and well-deserved of the punishment you're fixing to get. But we don't see that, do we? We don't see that. So we really don't know what happened here, but we see Samson was very angry, and he went about just killing all these Philistines. And he killed a whole bunch of them until he got through. And then he went to the cave at the Rock of Edom. Let's see what 9 and 10 says. The Philistines retaliated. Now, is this the way the world works? Why under the New Testament God told us to forgive? If we don't forgive, it's just like the... I forget now that nation in Africa. I can't think of the name of it right now. Somalia or whatever it was. Those people from the north, they go down and kill the people in the south. They cause all kinds of problems. And you see James Robinson and his team all the time, you know, with those poor little underprivileged children starving to death, no water. And James is down there doing a great work, feeding them, clothing them, you know, drilling wells for water. He's doing all kinds of good things. But just about the time that nation gets kind of back up on their feet a little bit, then they say, our neighbors from the north have come out and did this. Now we're going to retaliate and we're going to go get them. And so we got the ones in the south now are all killed and no food and they're all starving. So now we have to go up there and help them. And then when they get strong, it comes back the other way. It never stops. We never forgive. When we don't ever forgive and there's only retaliation, there's constant war on the earth. Nobody wants to forgive. They want to get even. Have you ever seen a sign on the back of your car, don't mess with my car, I get even? You ever seen one of those? That's when we got the problem. People will not forgive and walk in the love of God. The men of Judah asked the Philistines, why have you attacked us? The Philistines replied, we've come to capture Samson. We have come to pay him back for what he did for us, to us. Let's see what 11 and 12 says. So 3,000 men of Judah. Okay, now we got some Judah people. We got people that's actually supposed to be friends of Samson. We got 3,000 of these guys went down to get Samson at the cave in the Rock of Edom. Now then, let's stop and think about this. How many Samsons do we have? And how many men from Judah did they send to get him? He must have been well known as a furious guy, don't you think, Scott? Don't mess with Samson. I mean, he goes downtown and kills 100, 200 Philistines with no problem. So if you're going to go get him, don't just send one or two guys. Send 3,000. Wow, what a guy. So 3,000 men of Judah went down to get Samson at the cave in the Rock of Edom. They said to Samson, don't you realize the Philistines rule over us? What are you doing to us? But Samson replied, I only paid them back for what they did to me. Isn't that amazing way he saw that? But the men of Judah told him, we have come to tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines. All right, Samson said, but promise that you won't kill me yourselves. And so let's see what kind of promise they made him. 13. We will tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines, they replied. We won't kill you. So they tied him up with two new ropes and led him away from the rock. As Samson arrived at Lehi, the Philistines came shouting in triumph. But look what happened. But the what? But the Spirit of who? The Spirit of the Lord powerfully took control of Samson, and he snapped the ropes on his arms as if there were burned strands of flax, and they fell from his wrist. Now then, if you're walking in total obedience to God's word, and somebody comes and ties you up or does whatever, and it's not time for you to die, if you're walking in total obedience and somebody comes and we're going to run a sword through you and kill you, when all of a sudden you feel that power and you break those things, and you ain't got nothing to fear. God ain't through with you yet, right? If they cut your head off, it's time for you to die. But if not, you don't have to sweat it. God's fixed to use you mightily to judge. Now, do you think that, let's just say for instance, let's say just one of us, any one of us, Keith, me, Jack, or whoever. We were out here one day, and all of a sudden there is a group of 100 men with swords come in and say, we're going to wipe out this church. Now, if this little church is walking in total obedience to God's word, God could take any one of us men, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit could come upon you, and Keith, there ain't no limit to what God can do with that flesh and blood body if he ain't through with you. You know that? Let's see what he did with Samson. The Lord powerfully, the Spirit of the Lord powerfully took control of Samson, and he snapped the ropes on his arms as if they were burnt strands of flax, and they fell from his wrist. And let's see what 15 and 16 says. Then he picked up a donkey's jawbone. Now, this is going to go against what they've been talking about in Washington about gun control. I mean, guns, you know, they're weapons that people kill people with. You know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And do you know that God, you don't have to have a gun. Right here we find out that a jawbone of a donkey, and Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, I have, first of all, it says, he picked up a donkey's jawbone that was lying on the ground, and he killed 1,000 Philistines with that jawbone. Would you like to have seen that intensive battle that day? Can you imagine this guy? He's a wild man. I mean, they're running at him from every angle. I mean, 1,000 men, there's more than 1,000 there, but 1,000 are approaching him, and he's slinging that thing, and they're trying to get at him all over, and he's just piling them up in heaps. Now, is that Samson doing that, or is that the Spirit of God doing that?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Jawbone Hill, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.